Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and it is my pleasure to bring you the NFL draft needs for 2022 for the Los Angeles Rams with our expert host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
The champs are here, Jeremiah, talking about the Super Bowl defending champs with the LA Rams. Hey, it's going to be interesting to see. They don't have a lot of they have some draft picks, but they're kind of late in the draft. We'll see what they can do. They maybe get some guys off the radar from a lot of teams, but it's going to be interesting to see, man. I mean, come off Super Bowl. What more do you need, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, and it will be really interesting to see what is their strategy, because if all of our listeners and viewers know that we have covered some of the later round draft picks that might be a better candidate for the Los Angeles Rams. Since the Los Angeles Rams picks are so late because they are the defending Super Bowl champs, then they need to start looking at what are some great people they could develop in a late round draft pick. They could get them for a sign on for a great deal. It would be a huge opportunity for the player and an even bigger opportunity for the Rams, where they can develop a piece of talent that might be overlooked until some of these later rounds. It's going to get incredible. I can see it getting competitive. And as we know, there are trades for drafts to be done depending on what you're offering on the table. These are some complex things that go on just from desk phone to desk phone. And if you love the inside baseball, inside money ball kind of idea of it all, which I do, then it's incredible to watch what happens with coaching staffs and such as they decide what's going to happen and what are their true needs as you get closer and closer to that moment where they have to make decisions. So, Mr. Logan Landers, we are very excited to see what you have to say about the LA Rams, their draft needs, what happened in the offseason, and what potentially might happen for this NFL draft.
Well, like you mentioned, let's talk about what they've done the offseason. They have been very busy. Like I said, even though you're defending champs, you got to get even stronger. And that means one more thing. Everyone wants to come play with you. Everybody. So let's go into their free agency, who they've re-signed, who is gone, who's went to another team and got some even more money. Let's talk about it. Matt Stafford, Super Bowl winning quarterback, he's back. Is that a big surprise? He has been extended and will probably more than likely end his career for the Los Angeles Rams when it's all said and done. Von Miller, a key piece for them winning last year, he is gone, went to the Buffalo Bills, signed a huge deal, and it really got his money's worth out there in Buffalo. So they brought over Bobby Wagner, the linebacker, to kind of just, you know, that's a quick punch in the gut. It's like, you know, we'll bring over some really good, more veterans here on defense with Bobby Wagner. And, you know, we're also going to grab one of the most probably underrated wide receivers in the game with Allen Robinson, got him from the Chicago Bears. So just those four guys, that's a key dynamic there. You've got three of them on your roster now. I mean, that's looking pretty good. Let's keep it going. Let's keep this train going here. Robert Woods, their wide receiver, he has gone to the Titans. They've lost Darius Williams, the cornerback, also. He is with the Jaguars. A little bit of punting news. We always like the special teams here, right? They have signed Riley Dixon. They have let go of Johnny Hecker. He is now with the Carolina Panthers. Sony Michel, former Georgia standout, he is waiting for that next deal, that next contract. Austin Corbett, the right guard, has left with the Panthers. OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr., right? I mean, he is a key piece, and we'll see what he can do. But currently, we're still waiting, right? We're still waiting to see what he can, where he's going to go. He's still currently a free agent for the Los Angeles Rams. Of course, I'm using overthecap.com. And also, we have Dante DeAon, the cornerback, still waiting to see where he is going to go next season. Keeping it rolling here, Johnny Munt, the tight end, went to the Vikings. Brandon Powell coming back to the Rams. Buddy Howell waiting for that next deal. Joseph Noteboom is coming back, the left tackle. Jamil Demby waiting to see where he's going to end up next season. Coleman Shelton, Antoine Brooks, Brian Allen, Trayvon Howard, and Matt Gay are all coming back to the Super Bowl champs. They've also lost Sebastian Joseph Day to the Chargers. Still waiting for John Wolford, Troy Reader to see where they're going to go. And finally, the last guy is Jake Gervais is coming back to the champs with the LA Rams. So we will see. Like I said, they've made a good amount of moves. Like I said, the guys who have left, I mean, hey, they were a big part in winning last year. And we'll see what they can do. We'll see what the Rams can do this upcoming draft because, like I said, you got to wait a while before they can pick. In fact, you have to wait 103 picks before you get to their first one. Pick 104 in the third round. So you got to wait a little bit if you are a Rams fan to see just what they're going to do this upcoming draft. Like I said, they have pick 104 as their first selection in the third round. Then the fourth round, you have pick 142, pick 175 in the fifth, 211, 212 in the sixth round, also 218. And then the seventh, you have 238 and 253. So you got to wait a while. Let's just be real here. You got to wait a while if you're a Rams fan to see what they're going to do. But I think you'll gladly take waiting for a draft pick as opposed to, you know, winning a Super Bowl last year, we'll say. So let's keep going here. What can the Rams look at with those late-round picks? Like you mentioned, Jeremiah, there's plenty of great talent out there, and we've covered a lot of them with who they can go with in this draft that who can help them out in the long haul. I feel like if you're the Rams, I feel like you can look for a cornerback to help you out to really add some depth in that position. Because, I mean, you're always going to have some really good defensive corners to keep things going. I think that if you are the Rams, you can go with that. You can also go with another pick, perhaps maybe, you know, always good offensive lineman. I always like to throw those out there for any team because you got to protect your quarterback. Matt Stafford didn't get any younger, so you got to protect him at all costs with that maybe third with that third round pick, with the fourth round picks, who knows. So go with an offensive lineman, help out your guy in Matt Stafford. Go with an edge rusher even perhaps. Like I said, you lost Von Miller. That's a bit of a blow. But you can definitely get someone to maybe bring one of your rookies up from last year, a bench player, and then grab someone in the fourth round, fifth round. And you can, you know, maybe both of those guys combined can have what Von Miller's done in his career for last season or something like that. I mean, it's going to be hard to replace his value, but you can definitely have it in two different players, like you mentioned, with that kind of money ball mentality. Also, I think that they should go with, like I said, a cornerback. Why not go back and go with a safety? Help out somebody in your backfield because you always got to have guys who are ball hawks who are going to make sure that you're going to be they're not going to be giving up touchdowns and what they can do. So I like the really helping on defense if you're the Rams. That's a big part there. And I feel like you can also maybe go with a backup running back or two. Like I said, you have all those sixth round picks, the seventh round picks, whatnot. Go with the running back, see what they can do, see how they impress in training camp. And I think, honestly, man, it's the defending champs, you know? I mean, we're throwing out positions. We're throwing out everything. Who's to say they won't have a second-round pick? Who knows? They could package some of these deals together, and they could move up. I mean, they can definitely find some solid talent in this draft, and they definitely need to. But, hey, life is good when you're the champs. You don't really even worry about the draft, honestly. It's not a big concern. Like I mentioned, you still got to wait 100-plus picks before your name's even called. So it is nice, but I feel like the Rams can find some really good young pieces here, guys who are going to be very excited to play for this organization and some ones who are going to be hungry to get their Super Bowl rings coming right out of college. It's going to be interesting to see, but I like this Rams team. Their draft needs, like I said, there's not many, but you can definitely help with some depth in all the positions I mentioned. So it's going to be fun to see who these Rams pick. And, you know, hopefully Jeremiah will still be awake by the time they get to theirs at 104, because, man, the draft can take a while. I think there's, 5-minute intervals, so it's going to be a minute.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Yeah, and that's another thing that can happen, you know, in those later rounds is, you know, people aren't quite paying attention like they were in the first few rounds because they may be asleep, they've been watching for quite a few hours, and that's when if something really interesting happens, you're not going to find out till the next morning when you wake up. You're going to be like, whoa, what just happened? They traded what for what? Oh, they decided to get who? Who got drafted? And, of course, the main people that will be awake on the edge of their seats waiting to see what happens are the players in those later rounds. They're going to be sitting with their family just wondering and hoping that they get that call. And, of course, you know, that's another inside, you know, inside sports kind of idea is that we don't know exactly what kind of conversations are happening between agents, between teams, between trades. And there's some incredible work going on with all of these teams. And, you know, that's one thing I will say for the Rams, too. They are coming off a Super Bowl win, so the draft usually is a lower priority for a team like that. But at the same time, they are looking out for their long-term team health. There's got to be someone that they need, that they're going to need within the next 2 to 3 seasons, because there are people that, you know, begin to age out. There are people that have health concerns. There are people that are thinking about other stuff. And there's also, you know, inside, you know, conversations going on with the staff as to who might move or trade later in the season, and they want to be prepared for those contingencies. The last thing that I think is very important is that, like you were mentioning, the off-field play. When you are having your practices, you need incredibly strong competitors for those practice games so that you can actually give a good workout to your A team. And those are just as important as any other part of the team, that leadership from your B squad, from your new guys. And so we are all looking really forward to seeing exactly how this shakes out for the LA Rams. So thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers. And if you're watching our show live on our video podcast, thank you so much. But if you're listening to our audio podcast, we want to thank you yet again, because our audio podcast is where it is at. We love to encourage you to listen on your way to work in the morning, when you're at work, during your lunch break, on your way back home. If you work from home, you can listen all day long. And if you have a job that keeps you in your vehicle, maybe a delivery driver, 18-wheeler, Uber driver, delivery trucks, however that you love to get around and do your thing, we will keep you company throughout the days. That is our job. So you can listen to us over on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, natively on our Believe Podcast Network, over on Google, anywhere that you love listening to podcasts, Overcast, we are there on every single platform serving you every single week with new material. So thank you again, Mr. Logan Landers, for that breakdown of the LA Rams and their NFL draft needs for the 2022 NFL draft coming up in just a month from now. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode right after this.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.